Officials in Iraq's Kurdistan region have been shown the yellow card, quite literally. The warning comes from Kurdish journalists who say violations against them must stop. Journalists voiced their demands outside Kurdistan's regional parliament in the capital, Erbil.
The big disaster is that all of the branches, the judiciary, legislature and executive, are involved in the violations against journalists. We have come here today to give a yellow card to each of these three branches and we salute them.
We have journalists in the prison in Kurdistan and we have many bad things in the work. Their police and security men against journalists.
Kurdistan's Metro Center for Defending Journalists told Press TV that there were 190 violations against journalists last year. Security forces allegedly committed most of the attacks. The cases included physical assault, arrests, confiscation of equipment and death threats. According to Human Rights Watch, a senior security official said those who made such complaints were liars. In February, Human Rights Watch reported that journalists were arrested without warrants for publishing articles that criticised public officials. Journalists were allegedly detained without charge or trial for up to 1 year. But Kurdistan's regional government denies claims of arbitrary arrests.
There's a law that's important for the journalism field, the right to information and letting journalists obtain information easily. A journalist's work would become easier if this law was passed in the parliament. It's the parliament's duty to pass the law.
Kurdistan's 2007 journalism law brought improvements in press freedom. But journalists complain that judges label cases in such a way that makes them fall under Iraq's restrictive 1969 penal code. Kurdistan's regional government says libel and slander are commonplace in some areas of the media. April 22nd marks the 115th anniversary of the start of Kurdistan's journalism. The first Kurdish newspaper was printed in Cairo, Egypt, in 1898. But it's only in recent years that politicians have started defending or explaining their decisions publicly. A lack of professionalism by some media outlets has also amplified the problem. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Erbil.